T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jury deliberations continue for a second day in the trial of Sean Kratz, charged with the murders of 3 men in Bucks County 2 years ago. KOW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert is at the courthouse in Doylestown and says the jury had a question.
Jurors asked to see Sean Kratz's confession video where he admitted he shot Dean Finocchiaro in the head at the urging of his cousin Cosmo DiNardo and was present when DiNardo killed Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo. That video was supposed to be part of a plea to third-degree murder, but Kratz backed out of that deal at the last minute, even though he was warned it would be used against him if he went to trial. Jurors also asked for a timeline of events. According to testimony, DiNardo and Kratz hadn't seen each other in years, but at the urging of his mom, Kratz spent July 4th with DiNardo at Ventnor. 3 days later, the day of the murders, DiNardo picked Kratz up around 4 p.m. at his aunt's house in Ambler. Around 6 p.m., they stopped at DiNardo's house in Bensalem to get the gun, then picked up Finocchiaro in Langhorne around 6:20. They drove up to the farm in Solbury where they rode ATVs. Then, according to Kratz's confession, he shot Finocchiaro in the back of the head. About that same time, Sturgis and Mayo arrived in Peddler's Village a few minutes from the farm where they waited for DiNardo's call. DiNardo picked them up around 7:50 and took them back to the farm where he shot both of them, killing Sturgis and wounding Mayo. DiNardo killed Mayo by crushing him with a backhoe. Around midnight, Kratz and DiNardo got cheesesteaks at Steve's Steaks. The next morning, they went back to the farm to finish hiding the bodies. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.